Good morning, Killarney Park. As already been mentioned, we're in this in-between time, a time where we've already celebrated the coming of the Lord, and then also as we move into this new season that's coming up as we enter into the new year. You know, for some of us here, perhaps, as we think about this transition from 2024 to 2025, you know, perhaps this was a great year of joyous occasion and memories, and so we want that to hopefully be repeated again in 2025. Or perhaps in 2024, it was a very difficult year, and we really hope that this new year will be something new, and that hopefully we won't have experienced some of the difficulties and challenges that we've experienced this past year. However, I want us to think about this in a different perspective, that perhaps part of being able to enjoy the coming new year is also to appreciate what has happened in this past year as well. To illustrate this, I just want to share with you, hopefully this isn't too corny analogy or visual aid in learning. So, you know, I trust that for most of us here, you know, you were generous in your giving and your receiving. This year, my wife gave me a really cool gift. It is a really awesome multi-tool. She knows that I love gadgets, and I think this is probably one of the coolest things I've ever received. It is a hammer that has a switch. It's awesome. And when you do the switch, you get a plier. And not only that, you get, like, you know, a whole bunch of different tools around here as well. So Properties Council, I'll be using this a lot this year to do some, repairs in the church. But, you know, it's cool to look at these things and think, wow, like, these are such amazing tools because, I mean, who would have thought of that? Who thought of this? Because another gift that I received from Shari years ago is actually this wrench. And you're thinking, okay, why did she give me this wrench? This wrench is not just any old wrench. This is her grandfather's wrench. His name is on it. His work ID number is on it as well. And when I got this, I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. Because I know how much she loved her grandpa and what a man of faith he was and how he was, you know, generous to a fault and loved his family dearly. And so much so that, you know, it imparted so much of who she is and shaped who she is today. And, you know, if I'm only half a man of what her grandfather was, that'd be really cool. But again, to really appreciate the new tool, I have to appreciate, you know, the old tool as well. To put this in perspective, as we close one year and look forward to another through our shared stories and prayers this morning, as I said, I want to encourage us to appreciate the old year, both the joys and the struggles, as these experiences shape us as people and as disciples of Jesus. It says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 19, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And this is the passage that came to me as I was preparing to lead us this morning into receiving our communion. And I think it really is a neat experience to be able to do this today that's in between this Christmas and into the new year. So just bear with me with this analogy as I move into helping us to prepare to receive the elements. So the Apostle Paul reassures the Corinthian church and us at the beginning of the chapter that while our bodily forms are impermanent, the promise is that as believers in Jesus, we will receive a new building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands as opposed to a tent. I think any of us who spent any time in a tent while camping in the summer, or even winter camping, I can't believe people actually do winter camping, and you really do appreciate your houses with running water after you're done with the camping. Michael knows what I'm talking about. As believers, we affirm this promise of being with God permanently when we partake of our communion. We recognize that our life here is not permanent. Our bodies are just temporary. But really, the promise that we have in the birth of Jesus Christ is the fact that we're going to be one day with Him forever. When we partake of our communion today, it's not a ritual. It's just something we do just because. But really, it's an affirmation of our belief in His Son Jesus, whom He gifted to all humanity. Jesus Himself said in Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to 20, when the hour came, Jesus and His apostles reclined at the table, and He said to them, I've eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it again until it finds fulfillment in the kingdom of God. After taking the cup, He gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And He took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same way, after the supper, He took the cup, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. As recipients of the new covenant, believers in the new covenant made possible through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, what does that mean for us today? He has put His laws in our minds and write them in our hearts. God's new covenant is He will be our God. We will be His people. All will know Him. He will give us mercy and no longer remember our sins. And we can truly enjoy the new covenant when we appreciate the old covenant promise of salvation. Not through ritual sacrifices, but in the promise of His Son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus came, that promise became a reality in His perfect life and death for us. He was faithful to the covenant that we humans couldn't keep. In this way, Jesus renewed the covenant for us. We, through Christ, can enter into that covenant in which He promises to give us the Holy Spirit and write His laws on our hearts and minds. As believers today, we can live in the assurance that Jesus makes it possible for us to be faithful. And we can look forward to the day when we will be fully reunited with God. Revelation 21 verse 3 says this, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people. And God Himself will be with them as their God. I invite you to reflect upon this short devotional, reflecting upon what does it mean to be in the old and the new covenant, the old self and the new self, and the promise of what God has done through Jesus in each of our lives today.